Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. My name is Michelle Stockatelny. I am a clairvoyant medium, spiritual healer, and teacher. And tonight we are going to be focusing on spiritual guidance and the role it plays in our paths. So it's very important to know that when you ask for guidance from a medium or from anyone who is in any, in any aspect of the realm of spirituality, a lot of this guidance simply comes through our guides to you, or through even your guides to through the medium or to whoever you're talking to. Have you ever found that, especially those who identify as being very sensitive, that you're not really sure where the words have come from, but they just kind of flow right through you when you're talking to somebody who is going through a difficult time, and this is something that I find most people experience to an extent. We're all a part of this. We all have the ability to help others heal and all have the ability to provide beautiful words of encouragement and, to try to help others see their light. Because for some reason, while we're here, it is so much easier for us to see the light in others than it is for us to see the light within ourselves. And this is why it's so important to connect with spirit, because they see us as we truly are. And while that can be difficult for us to learn for ourselves, once you've started to, you never judge yourself as harshly as you used to. You never hold yourself to the same level of, unreasonable standards that you once did. And this is important, because until you start to relax your expectations of yourself a little bit to, kind of get to a place where you embrace who you are, whether you have perceived faults or not, and we all have things we don't particularly like about ourselves. We come here to learn, not to be perfect. And that is what this whole experience is about. So what I'd like to do tonight is take as many of your calls as I can. If you're going through a difficult time right now, if you're kind of thinking, well, I don't really want to air my business out there, well, then you can give me a fake name, make up fake names or whatever you want. Anonymity is perfectly fine, because we're not doing spirit connections in the sense that we're doing messages. We're doing guidance. So whatever your problems are right now, the things that you're going through, this will demonstrate just how much spirit is there to help us get through these times and to get through our challenges and to help us get to a place where we can start to make a difference, start to make the changes we need to make in order to see the outcomes that we're hoping to see. Okay, so I do see a caller. We're going to take them now and then we'll give some tips afterwards. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Richard.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. So what's going on for you right now?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if around my music, if it's going to lead to a career, but I'm also asking that because when I'm practicing, I'm regularly feeling somebody tap me on my hand. Other times it feels like somebody's sitting down beside me.
Okay. Well, if you've been listening, as I said, we're not doing messages tonight, but we're doing more of a guidance type of show. So you're asking about your music. Does this mean that you're trying to move forward with it and you're trying to get to a place where, you're not where you are right now, but you're trying to move forward with it? And are you feeling drawn to do something new and you're kind of holding yourself back?
Well, I felt 4 years ago, I hadn't even started playing the guitar yet, and I just felt an incredibly strong need to play.
Right. And how has it worked for you since you've picked up the guitar? Has it come very naturally to you?
Yeah, actually, at times it's felt like I've done it before.
Right. And, well, it's very possible, right? I mean, depending on your beliefs, I find the things that we seem to have a natural aptitude for, that we've done it before to at least some extent. You're probably very musically inclined and, this brought it out. So what is it that you're not sure about in terms of moving forward with it?
I'm still just getting really comfortable with the singing part. I'm just playing guitar, I don't think anything about that. I also know I also need to leave the area I'm in. I wouldn't be able to go anywhere with music here. I'm in a small town in Wisconsin. I'm not from Wisconsin. I grew up in Denver, and I'm originally from LA area, so.
Right. So have you been putting it into the works to start preparing to move?
Not yet. I figure I'm going to probably post some stuff on my music on maybe around November and
mm-hmm.
see what happens there.
Right. Okay. And so are you trying to do this, you know, kind of by yourself, or have you thought about bringing in other people, you know, like have more of a band or?
Yeah, eventually I would like to, of course, join a band. I do have some people that are in the music industry that are Facebook friends, so
mm-hmm.
I could get help there.
Right. Yeah, Facebook's a wonderful way to get out there, that's for sure. So what it sounds like you're kind of hoping that things will turn out a certain way, but you're hesitant to move forward with it because you're not sure that it will. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if you said it was 4 years ago that you picked up the guitar, if 6 years ago someone said that you'd be playing guitar as well as you do right now, would you have believed them?
Yeah, I think I would have.
Okay.
Every instrument I've ever picked up, I've been able to play real well.
Right. Okay. So what I would say then is don't be the one that's standing in your own way. Don't get in your own way when it comes to following what you're drawn to do. And it's very important that you trust that spirit is helping you to move forward in the way that's going to best help you learn and grow and experience this life. So if you're getting ideas, you know, that are kind of popping up and you're getting these urges to do certain things and, you know, they make sense to get you to where you want to go, pay attention to them because this is spirit giving you that guidance. And this can come in the way of dreams. It can come in the way of, you know, like a sudden flash of inspiration or revelation. And you said that you've been feeling someone tap you on the hand. So, and this is likely a guide, you know, reminding you that they are with you, trying to help you get to where you want to go. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Then somebody also likes to play around with my pick. You know, my pick
oh, really?
Will disappear. Then they'll show back up.
That's probably your dry guides. Dry guides like to hide things and get you to ask them for help to find it. So you pay attention to the times that something goes missing because your joy guides are usually trying to remind you that, you know, you need to be very aware of what's going on around you, be more in the moment and stuff like that. So just be aware of when that actually happens. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
And so what else do you feel like anything is holding you back from moving forward and moving and getting out to where you want to go to and to try to get yourself out there?
Probably me more than anything else. I'm a Virgo, so I'm rather affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, right. really intend to work really hard on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Don't try to, you know, try to not let yourself overanalyze things. Try not to second guess and third guess yourself. Just once you start doing things, you know, kind of make a pact with yourself, you know, especially if you're getting your music out there. Okay, make it to where you want it to be, but then don't overanalyze it to death and try to keep doing it over and over again. Just let it go and see what happens naturally as it gets out there. Okay, and it's very important to know that, you know, everyone always says, you know, if it's meant to happen, it'll happen. If it's meant to be, it shall be. That is true to an extent, but you always have to, you know, put the effort in too. And I think that you are putting the effort in. So, you know, just keep trying to keep as positive about it as you can. Don't allow yourself to have negative thoughts like, oh, you know, it's never going to work or, you know, this isn't going to happen. What you're putting out there is what you're inviting right back into your energy. So, you know, put it out there. Okay, well, yeah, it might not work, but I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to try my hardest and just do what I can do. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, I want to wish you all the best. I really hope it goes well for you and that you can, you know, move forward with this in the way that you're wanting to.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. So, and this is, obviously, you can hear the difference between a message and guidance, but the information is what is important. It's all about what Spirit is bringing forward for you to help you get out of your own way, basically, because most of the time when someone is hesitant about moving forward, or, you know, this can have to do with relationships, this can have to do with jobs, this can have to do with schooling. Often we are just so drawn to do certain things in this life, but we get in our own way. We give ourselves a million reasons why we shouldn't do it. Oh, it's not a good time. I have to focus on making enough money, or I have to get a car, or I have to get a house, or, you know, there's always going to be reasons why you shouldn't do something. And so it is very important that we, you know, focus on what we can do. You know, if you're wanting to, like, for an example, if you're really wanting to change your job is just draining you and you're finding it very difficult to keep going in, to keep doing the work. And you know that within yourself, your heart is calling you to do something else and that you've always been drawn to it. I mean, not everything that we feel called to do in this life is going to instantly become a career or some sort of, you know, job for us. But there is always that possibility. What it means at the beginning of all that is that you need to pay attention to what it is you're being drawn to do. You know, oftentimes people, especially if they're starting to feel more awakened and more aware spiritually, they feel drawn to learn about gemstones or to do Reiki or to create jewelry, to do so much. And it's important to do these things in the time that you have, the time that you can allot for it. But not to, you know, put all of your hopes and dreams into one new thing instantly before you've had any time to really look into it and then get upset when it doesn't work out. You know, there are usually, you know, depending on the kind of problem that you're going through, you're either getting in your own way or you're kind of putting yourself out there and doing too much without, you know, you're not looking before you leap, so to speak. And so it's important to pay attention to your thoughts, because your guides will help you. Your guides are going to help you think through exactly what you're going through. They're going to help you think about what you need to do in order to achieve the outcome that you want to achieve. You don't have to try to get them to help you. You don't have to try to get them to pay attention to what you're going through. I assure you, they are very well aware. And they give you as much as they can, you know, based on what you're willing to accept and what you're, you know, willing to acknowledge. Most of the time when we receive guidance, whether it's from our loved ones in spirit or our spirit guides, we don't recognize that it's actually from spirit, and that's okay. You know, and most of the time people will say, oh, I wish I could hear my guides. I assure you that you do. You're just not aware of it. And, you know, often people will ask, well, will my guides leave me if I don't pay attention? Will they, you know, not be in my life? Will they not guide me? Will I not hear them until I start listening more? No, you've always been in subconscious communication with your guides. And so it's really important to not focus on what you think you're not getting and just be aware of the fact that they have been guiding you all this time. And especially your loved ones. I mean, when they go home, after they've become readjusted to being home, they like to check in on you and they will like to guide you based on whatever you're going through at this time. And it is great to see that. And I love that, especially when they bring through that in readings, when they specify the kind of problems that a sitter has been having and saying, well, you know, I watched this happen and I really want to help you with it. And it's just beautiful. Okay. So we're going to take another caller now and see what we can do to help them.
Came with it.
Hello, may I have your name, please?
Oh, Julie.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
Good.
Good. So what's going on for you today?
Just calling in about a family situation.
Okay. Well, give me a little information, because I'm not doing readings. It's more about spiritual guidance and allowing spirit to bring through that loving, healing guidance to help you and those around you to heal and get, you know, kind of back on track with what you need to do. So what's going on?
My daughter, I'm trying to, she was by me for a minute, had a boyfriend that up and pulled the rug out from under her after 7 years, the only one. And I only have one daughter named Michelle, and this really upset the household. He was just part of her family now. He's the family.
And did he give a reason to her? You don't have to tell me the reason, but I mean, did he at least outline what has changed for him? Because after 7 years, that's quite a commitment to just all of a sudden, you know, seemingly out of the blue to make such a decision. Were there signs for her or that she might have ignored, or did he just give a reason at all?
I think she got her job and he wasn't, he was still in college and he thinking they got to get married and decided to go out with somebody else and dump her. So
I'm really sorry to hear that.
He never said he didn't know who he was and all that, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Right. And so I was thinking that, yeah, so they're quite young.
Yeah.
Okay. So how is she handling it?
It's been a year and a half, and it's really, it's pretty bad because he's getting married now and it's all over the internet. And
oh.
He just keeps everything
inside. And she hasn't,
inside.
Has she worked on her own healing at this point? Like, has she gotten to a place where she can start to accept what's happened and to, you know, get to a place where she understands that? Chances are it was definitely for the best, because if he could do that to her, then he could probably do that to anyone. And you know, people grow apart. And has she done any of this work to try to get to a place where she can accept what's happened?
She doesn't talk to me about any of it. She just spent a year and a half of, almost, it'll be 2 years this August, yeah.
Right, and so you're wondering how you can help her, or are you wondering how to harmonize the household again if it's making a lot of tension?
I guess, yeah, I don't really know what to ask if anything will come through that things, everyone's going to say, oh, yeah, you'll say she'll be fine, because then anybody can say she'll be fine, but, you know, as a mother, that's what you worry about, so, you know.
Oh, of course, I completely understand. I mean, as long as you're not worried about her, you know, do you feel like she's regressing more as time goes on, or do you feel like she's kind of stable in the sense that it's not getting worse, it's just not getting better?
That's right. Yeah, pretty much it's just kind of stagnant on our end. And
okay. And so sometimes this happens, especially with, you know, first loves. It just seems so hard to get past it, you know. And so what I would strongly encourage, I mean, you say she doesn't talk to you about it. You can always try, you know, non-confrontational ways to bring this up to her and say, you know, like, say if you're driving, it's something in which you're not actually staring at her and kind of the focus is all on her and her feelings. You know, if you're driving or you're doing something, doing the dishes or something like that side by side, you know, and just saying, you know, I know it's been really tough on you and I really wish I could make it better for you. And, you know, I just, if you ever want to talk about it, you know that I'm here, you know, but of course, when children get to a certain age, it's difficult sometimes for them to rely on their moms, even though the moms are the ones that would be there for them more than anyone, right? And right. So I know that you really want to help her, but sometimes you just have to let her go through it and learn the lessons. And the lessons here usually have to do with, you know, acceptance and starting to learn how to do that healing process of forgiveness, because without forgiveness, it'll be hard for her to let it go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
No. It does. Okay. And so I know that, you know, obviously I'm a mom too, and I understand you would do anything, obviously, to make it better, and you want to do this. But she has to go through it, and she has to feel it. And maybe just some gentle encouragement on your end will do it. You know, like, it's okay to still be upset. It's okay to be angry, you know, and reminding her that her feelings, however they are very normal, but that it would be a lot healthier for her to get them out. You know, and to start, even if she doesn't want to talk about it, you know, she hopefully has a friend or two that she could talk about it with. But if not, like, if she doesn't trust in confiding in anyone, then, I mean, she could always write it out for herself. I find writing is very therapeutic because you get all those emotions out and you can read it and see, you know, she might be very surprised by how, you know, she's still holding on to this relationship that isn't helping her at all. It's not, you know, it's not going to serve her any good to focus on something that is no longer in her life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It's just mainly calling in her and our family, because I was struggling, because it was like, I only have one, and we did all those things with him, and now he's, you go.
So you're having a hard time letting go of him too, right? Like, forgiving him, and, you know, it's kind of like you just left our family, even though we welcomed you with open arms, right? So
he sees us, and he just ignores. It's like, wow, I just spent 7 years life with you, you know.
Well, I mean, if he ignores you and you can, you know, sometimes we never get those last words in, especially, I mean, sounds like either, I mean, of course, I'm not familiar with the whole situation, and I can't possibly say why he's acting the way he's acting, but I mean, two things do come to mind, that either he feels so awkward about it because of how he handled it, and maybe it wasn't the best way, and he recognizes that, but doesn't really know how to make it better, and of course, you know, it could just be part of his personality. Maybe he has some growing to do still. You know, you say he's getting married, but that's not a marker of maturity sometimes. So, you know, it's got to be on your end that you focus on the forgiveness. I mean, because really, after all of this, would you really want him to be back in her life? Would you really want this for, you know, him to be your son-in-law?
I did before this happened. I thought he was just the perfect person.
Oh, for sure.
He completely changed, so.
Yeah, and I mean, people are entitled to change, and especially if it's not, you know, for the better when it comes to you and your family, then if anything, it just, you know, thank God that it happened before they were too deep in commitment, you know, and too far into that. You know, 7 years is a long time, but, you know, if it had been another 3 years and marriage and all that, and then this happened, that would be much worse. So in some ways, he saved you a lot of trouble or a lot of heartache, even though it does feel like it's still very difficult. Because when people leave our lives, you know, even if it's a relationship or someone that we welcomed into our family, and when they leave our lives and all of a sudden there's this void, I mean, it is very similar to grieving a loss of a loved one. It is. And maybe not in the same way, but the feelings are all there. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. I tried to tell my husband. He doesn't understand it. So,
does he feel the same way, or is he kind of ambivalent towards this whole thing?
Kind of just guys think different than girls. That's all
yes,
I can say.
Absolutely.
So to me, it's a loss.
Exactly. And so treat it like a loss. You know, accept that this hurts. You know, and feel those emotions, feel the anger, feel the frustration, feel everything that comes up without guilt and without judgment, and then start working towards acceptance. I accept that this is what happened. I have no control over it. I cannot change what happened, and therefore I'm not going to allow it to control me anymore. I'm not going to allow my thoughts to dwell on something I can't change nor control. And then after that, it's time to get to that forgiveness where it's, I forgive this person for making these choices that really devastated my family. I understand that they have to live their own life the way that they resonate with, and I forgive myself. Because often when this kind of thing happens, we feel like we carry a little bit of blame, or we kind of feel like we should have done something or done something differently. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking, what did we do wrong? What did I do wrong?
Exactly, right?
What did we do?
Yeah, and sometimes, too, this is similar again to a loss where there's just this unresolved tension because you're not going to get the answers you need. And, you know, it's difficult to move on until you have those answers, and sometimes you just have to accept, okay, I'm not going to get the answers I want, but I'm also not going to allow this to control the rest of my life. I'm not going to allow it to have power over my current situation. And often, because you're feeling this hurt too, the best way for you to help your daughter is to start doing this process, to start grieving the loss, accepting it, forgiving it, and starting to let it go and release it. If she sees you actively doing this, and I assure you that once you do, you're going to feel a lot happier and a lot more peaceful and a lot lighter than this heavy energy that you're feeling. The more you start this, she's going to pick up on it, and she's going to start sensing subconsciously that your energy is changing and you're feeling happier and healthier. And she's going to go, what are you doing? Because I want to do that too. And she might follow suit. She might, and then this would be your way of inadvertently helping her to get through it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I do appreciate your help. I didn't mean to keep you so long.
This is what the show is all about. This is about guidance. And often, you know, spirit messages are lovely. I love doing spirit connections, and I'm going to be doing that next week. But this is why we do this, because mediumship is a form of healing. And most of my job is actually about helping people heal and about giving spiritual guidance and working with spirit to help those here with these kind of struggles, because these struggles are what help us to learn about ourselves and about how we can grow and you know, get to a different place in life. And I think that you're at a pivotal time right now where you're like, I've been holding on to this kind of long enough, but how do I start moving forward? And hopefully if you start doing some of the steps that I outlined, you'll see that you're starting to feel happier and more joyful again. And, you know, you'll pass them in the street and it won't affect you anymore. Wouldn't that be nice? So this can happen, you know, and one day you're going to find after you've done all these steps and kind of worked through it, even, I don't know when his wedding is, but, you know, you might pass him and you can just, even if he ignores you, I mean, that's on him. It's not what he says and does and how he reacts is simply about how he is on his path. That's how he feels on his path. It has nothing to do with you. You know, you can just smile and say, congratulations on your marriage. I really wish you the best. And when you can say that and not feel any anger, not feel any sadness or frustration, then you've known that you've healed. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's coming up in January, so all that's hitting. Because, you know, they have the same friends. They were high school sweethearts. They had all the, some went his way, some are on hers, you know. His family's blaming us now because now he's dragging her through the mud. So he was not the person that we thought he was. So he's saying bad things about her.
Well, that's very unfortunate, but, I mean, hopefully she remembers that, you know, she knows who she is. And if she doesn't feel like she knows who she is, this is the time to learn, because she can get through this happier, healthier, healed. And when she has that kind of vibration, she's going to attract the most wonderful partner. And then, you know, a year after that, she won't remember what's his name. You know, it's going to be so different. She has to heal for herself and not focus on what others have. Because, yes, he might be getting married, but, I mean, is he really, you know, we don't really know what people are going through. He obviously didn't leave a lot of time in between relationships to spend any time healing. So, you know, this, if he's happy, then, you know, God bless him. But, you know, she needs to focus on her own healing, and she's going to be happier and attract someone so much better for her. Okay.
That's what I hope. She keeps writing things on her computer and has it open and saying things I don't, I'm trusting. There's a reason why all this is happening. So I just hope something comes, you know, someone comes into her life.
Well, you know what? It, I would say that it'd probably be better for her if someone doesn't come into her life until she focuses on her own healing. Because if someone comes into her life right now at the vibration she's at, when she's dwelling on the past and focusing on what she doesn't have and, you know, not really healed, they're going to be of a similar vibration as the one that left her. And you probably don't want that.
No.
What she needs to do is focus on her healing, to be okay with being who she is, being okay with being alone and being happy with herself. Because a partnership is exactly that. It's whoever she, you know, starts to date next should complement her life, not be her whole life. You know, they should be, you know, very good for her in the sense that they match her vibration, they encourage her to move forward, but, you know, that they keep their own individuality. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, yeah.
And if you're finding that she's struggling and, you know, having a really difficult time, she is more than welcome to write me either on my Facebook page or through email. I do give out guidance whenever needed because this is important. And if she's struggling to get out of this and, you know, out of that rut, then she's more than welcome to write me and I'm happy to help.
Well, okay? Thank you. Yeah, she just never been through anything. I've never been through this with her. She's never been through this, so it's just kind of something. It's hard, but thank you. Check your website out and call you sometime again. So.
Sounds good. Okay, well, I want to wish you and your daughter all the best, and I just hope that this is the start of a beautiful healing for you both.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Blessings to you. Bye-bye. It is just amazing what we can struggle with in this life. I mean, most of the time people will say, I didn't sign up for this, and my guides and I laugh because for the most part you did, but you know, it's not that we're laughing at you. It's that it's just ironic. We think that when we come here, there's no way we would sign up for any of this, but for the most part we did. And simply because we came here to learn. And, you know, people find I find that sometimes one of the biggest ruts people get in is finding their purpose. You're so set on finding your one true purpose that you just can't focus on anything else and everything else is unbalanced. You don't have just one purpose. You have many purposes. Everything that you do, everything that you experience is part of your whole purpose, you know. And sometimes people think if they lose an ability based on, you know, the injury or illness or something like that, that's it. I have nothing left to give. No, one of the strongest messages I've ever received from Spirit, and something I like to say time and time again, is that if you are here in this moment, it is simply because you are meant to be. And I find that rings really true because we don't know what's going to be coming up. You know, you can go to psychics and mediums and all that. They're not going to spoil the surprise. No one's going to give you the surprises that are coming up because you need to be in the moment to fully experience them. We're going to take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name?
Oh, sure. My name's Karen, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I have a question. I recently just lost my job on Friday, and I'm wondering if it's been a little slow. I've been looking for, like, short-term projects, long-term projects, a regular job, and I'm wondering if it'll pick up. I know it's kind of slow because of the holiday. I did pick up something for tomorrow. But I'm wondering if you see something kind of moving forward.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you've been listening to the rest of the show, but we're focusing more on guidance today than actual messages from Spirit, but I'm happy to help you with this, if that's okay.
Sure.
So I'm sorry about the loss of your job, but when I find people experience that, it is because something better, something exciting, something new is coming for you. So don't stress out about what you're not having right now, because it just means that, you know, I'm sure you've heard it, one door has to close for the other one to open, and this is part of that. So the biggest thing I could say is don't lose hope. Don't get into a rut where you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get ahead. I understand that, you know, we have bills to pay and this can be difficult and all that, but until now, have you noticed that whatever you've always really needed, with regards to, you know, survival and everything else, you've always had. Does that make sense? Have you noticed that?
Yes.
For better or for worse?
Yes, exactly. Definitely.
Yeah, exactly. So try not to, something like this is a reminder. And it's a, you know, I don't like to use the word testing. I don't think we get tested while we're here. I feel like we go through challenges that help us to learn. And so this is an opportunity to learn. And when you take away the word test and throw in the word opportunity, it makes it feel a lot more positive, doesn't it? And so this is an opportunity for you to, you know, pay attention to your thoughts, because it's very easy. Oh, no, I'm not going to get a job. Oh, no, no one's going to hire me. Well, then those are the thoughts you're putting out there. And that, then you're just sending this energy out. Don't hire me. Don't hire me. Don't hire me. We don't want that, right? We want the exact opposite. So what we're working on for the next few, you know, weeks for you then is focusing on what you want to bring in. And I'm somewhat talking about the law of attraction, but I don't like to focus on it so much because there is an aspect of the law of attraction that I don't think is spoken about very often, and that, yes, it works to an extent, but, you know, we also have to recognize that there are things that we are meant to experience that go far beyond what we're trying to attract into our lives. And then when we experience those things, those challenges or opportunities to learn, then we get frustrated with the law of attraction and give up. No, what you want to do is focus on what it is you do want. You know, especially, you know, if you have time, write it out. Outline what you're hoping for in a job, and then start to put it out there. You know, there sometimes our guides will give us this inspiration. You're going to wake up and say, oh, you know, I've never thought about doing this before. It, you know, it might still be very similar to your job, but looking at it from a different angle, you know, be open to possibilities. And I love the word possibility, because that's what life is. There's so many possibilities. Don't be focused on just the things you were doing until now. You know, there might be something else out there that you're being encouraged to pursue. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
Good. So, good. And so, you know, I find especially with jobs, I mean, I've had, during readings, for instance, there'll be some people that, you know, they've had issues with jobs, trying to find the full-time work or whatever. And, you know, spirit will say, you know, it's coming, but you have to do your effort to, you have to put your effort in to get what you want. And, you know, sometimes they'll get it within a few weeks. Other times they almost have to wait a year. It is about how much we learn in that between those times to, you know, about ourselves, and, you know, focusing on what we can change about ourselves, what we can change about how we're going ahead. You know, don't focus so much on being how, for instance, like if the employer is going to hire you, because often people will say, I've been to 3 different job interviews. Which one's going to hire me? Well, that's a free will question, because the employer has free will to choose, right? So it's difficult to answer something like that, because no one can say with complete certainty that this is going to be the person's free will choice. If they could say that 100%, then that completely negates the idea of having free will. But what I find during these kind of situations, it's just an opportunity for you to really grow and learn, and to see what aspects of your life you might can work on healing and learning. Does that make sense? Have you been noticing that things have been kind of coming up for you, like emotionally, that haven't been on your mind until this point, that you're kind of noticing that you might not have healed from fully yet?
Right. While I was working, I couldn't have time to go to the doctor, you know, like for cold, like I had a cold. So now I'm catching up on all of that, going to the doctor with cold, resting. So maybe the rest is I needed that. You hit on something. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. I mean, sometimes if we're not willing to give ourselves a break, then someone's going to give it to us. So don't focus on what you're, you know, not doing. Focus on all the things you couldn't do. And then moving forward, after you rejuvenated, after you renewed your energies and you're, you know, taking some walks in nature, getting some fresh air, getting some sun, you know, making sure your health is, you know, doing well, getting checked out, doing something you love. Like, you know, if you can go on a little trip, or, you know, take an art class, do something for yourself first, and then start to focus on, okay, you know what? I don't like how hard I was working before. That doesn't work for me anymore. I don't want to work like that. I want to have time for me. Because work, I mean, I know that there's the term workaholic, and some people just thrive on working. But I find that if someone is constantly focused on work, they're ignoring major aspects of their life. And you might be noticing now that you're enjoying some of this time. And it doesn't mean that you're never going to work. It just means that maybe it's time to focus on finding a way to work to get what you need and to pay the bills, but also to have time for yourself so that you can enjoy this life, because that's what life is about. No one on their deathbed ever says, hey, I wish I worked more. You know, it's about how much memories you make and how much you love. Does that all make sense?
Yes, because we've been going out, you know, having lunch, just kind of just relaxing, you know, just mm-hmm. during this time, and just kind of, you know, just really enjoying time with my family and boyfriend, just kind of going out. So that makes sense. And before, I never had any time, even the job before this, but I was working right. extremely hard at this job, too hard.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's just it, right? And are you much happier yeah. having this time to catch up and to reconnect and enjoy your life?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I kind of feel it was a benefit, or they did me a
Absolutely.
Favor, actually.
Well, good. And that's exactly probably what they did, right? So, you know,
yeah.
just enjoy
yeah.
it and, you know, see how you can incorporate these feelings, these new feelings of freedom and feeling lighter and enjoying life into whatever comes next for you. Because you don't want to lose
okay.
this just because you get a new job, right? You know, a job
right,
is important,
exactly.
but, you know, it's not – a job isn't life. You know, and
exactly.
your life is the memories, you know, and everything that you do,
yes.
okay, the experience. So I hope this helps you, and good luck. I really hope that you find what you're looking for.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings. Bye-bye. It's funny sometimes how, well, I mean, again, I feel like I'm using a lot of cliches in this show, but, you know, that things can be a blessing in disguise. Sometimes, you know, we lose a job, or, you know, we all of a sudden we have a lot of free time, especially say you fall and break your leg and all of a sudden you can't do very much or you're stuck at home. That is either our higher self or spirit's way of saying you need to slow down. And that is something that I strongly, strongly advise is simplification, slowing down, enjoying life, trying not to be so focused on everything you think you need to do, because I assure you, probably more than half of what you think you need to do, you don't. You know, like the housework will always be there. You don't want, I mean, there has to be balance. You know, spend time making sure the house is the way you want it to be, but don't make it your main focus. Spend time doing, you know, giving your all for your work, you know, doing a good job, enjoying what you do, but don't make it your whole life. It shouldn't be the only thing you do from morning to night. You know, especially we get into this mindset that the harder we work, the happier we're going to be, because we're going to get more stuff and we're going to have more experiences. But, oh, I'm never going to take vacation because I got to keep working. I mean, don't get stuck in these cycles. You know, if you find that you have all of a sudden some free time, it is time for you to reevaluate what you've been doing until that time and focus on what you can start doing to make yourself have a more peaceful, serene, tranquil life. You know, not every day is going to be all sunshine and roses. Absolutely not. I mean, even for those who meditate daily, I meditate every single day and I still, you know, am subject to the frustrations of everyday life. You know, nothing ever gets suddenly perfect. And I embrace that fact because the ups and downs of life are what make the ups really, really good, you know? So it's really important not to schedule yourself so much that you have no time left for you, no time left for your loved ones. You know, think about how much time you spend at work and if, you know, and how much time you spend quality time with your loved ones and how much quality time you spend with yourself. Don't ever underestimate the time spent with yourself, you know, doing something that you enjoy doing, picking up a craft, you know, going someplace, just walking in nature. I mean, these things, they sound kind of, you know, I guess it depends on what you find in, you know, that you enjoy, but you're always drawn to do something. Everyone likes doing certain things. Don't punish yourself by thinking you have to keep working and completely forget that you can enjoy this life. This life is meant to be enjoyed. We're going to take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. So what's going on for you right now?
Well, I had a job interview last week, so I didn't hear anything back from them. And
mm-hmm.
just kind of cleaning up the house and that kind of thing.
Okay. And so we're doing spiritual guidance today as opposed to spirit messages. So Is there something about this aspect of your life that you're hoping to gain some insight on?
You know, yeah, whatever insight they come up with, yeah.
Okay, so you said they haven't called
you
back.
Maybe an ironic insight. Pardon me?
I'm sorry? I didn't hear that last part.
Maybe an ironic insight.
Oh, I can't hear that. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Maybe an ironic insight.
Oh, okay. You said they haven't called you back. Have you called them to follow up?
No, I haven't.
Okay, have you thought about maybe trying that tomorrow and seeing what they say? Yeah. You know, just because you don't get one job doesn't mean that there's no jobs for you. It just means that they might have filled it with someone they knew or that it was already, you know, something that they had planned on. Have you been working towards getting your resume out there in other places?
Actually, not. I've been doing a bit, yeah, but, you know,
Are you still with me?
Yes, I said I've been doing it a bit.
Okay. So are you finding that you're just very frustrated with this whole process and that you're kind of hoping that it will, you know, speed along?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Bit, I suppose.
But during this time that you've been off, have you been enjoying the time that you've had for yourself, kind of focusing on the things you can do and you know, being a bit more at peace with everything that's going on around you?
Yeah.
Good. And so is this also a time that you could use to make sure that you're, you know, as healthy as possible, maybe get a checkup, you know, make sure that you're eating well and drinking well and everything else? Do you feel like this is a good time to kind of balance out your mind, body, and spirit?
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, you know, trying to take it easy and take care of myself and, you know, do the things I have to do. I'm looking for work, but it's sometimes it can be a really fun process if you put more creativity into it and stuff, but it can be harder. And I thought maybe you'd, you know, had something, you know, from the angel or something, but I guess not.
Well, I'm sure that the right job is out there for you. It's just a matter of, you know, being patient enough to allow it to come to you the time that it needs to come to you. So if you're able to enjoy this time, you know, doing the things that you love, you know, being more focused on yourself for once, that could be what you need more than anything. And knowing that when you really need to, you know, find that job and when it's meant to be for you, you know, that it will be there for you. I find that spirit, you know, sometimes we think that because we're not getting the job or, you know, in any aspect of life, we're not getting what we think we want, that we're somehow, you know, something wrong or that we're not doing things right. It almost never has anything to do with that. It's mostly about what we need to experience before the next thing. And so if you're not sure what that is, then think about all the things that you've been wanting to do and see if there's any place in your life to do them right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good. And so I don't know if you were hoping to hear Spirit say, yes, you're going to get a job soon or not, but I feel like for you.
Well, I actually have to move, see, so I have to move 120 miles or more to the location, and it's much pricier real estate to rent, and so I, you know, don't know that I'll qualify or that I have the means to move in the location.
Mm-hmm. And this is for your former job?
This is for the one I applied for last week.
Oh, I see, I see. So it might not even be a good fit for you then. Maybe you need to find something a bit more local where that you won't have to move.
Yeah, well, I want to move, you know.
You want to.
But it's going to, you know, it's going to be kind of hard, you know. I don't know if it would be easier for me to get a job here so I would have some income and another, you know, things that, so I don't have a car too, so that makes it harder too, so
right.
I rented a car to do it, but so I we have to be patient in the process, I suppose.
Yeah, well, and too, I mean, do you meditate at all? Have you ever meditated before?
I've been trying to get back into my yoga practice that I've had of many years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and so I've been trying to do that too.
Well, that's good. That's a very good choice. So what I would say is, it sounds like you're kind of conflicted. You want to move, but it will be a risk, obviously. I mean, in terms of making sure that there's enough income to sustain all of that. So meditate on it. See what your guides have to say about it. See if there's anything that they can provide for you in the terms, in the way of inspiration and encouragement to help you feel more confident about moving forward. And if you're not sure how to meditate like that, there are guided meditations. I have some on my YouTube channel, a spirit guide meditation, where your guide will come forward, one of them, and they will help you get the information that you need at the time. And so if you're focusing on this particular challenge, they can help you with, maybe you're focusing on moving to a certain place, but maybe there's a better place for you. Maybe there's a different kind of job in the same field for you. I mean, there's always so many possibilities out there. And sometimes our guides help us to be more aware of things that we could try. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's really 1,001 things that can happen.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's good to be excited about the possibilities because we don't know what's going to come next, and there's just so much that we can experience.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So try to be, more open to the possibilities. Try to be excited about the possibilities. And, that kind of energy is going to draw that kind of energy back to you. And so you might be surprised by what you find in the next week or two that, all of a sudden catches your eye and, that just kind of seems to land on your lap. And all of a sudden, oh, that makes more sense for me. I'm really excited about that. You never know what's going to come. And it's, this is a part where we start to learn to trust ourselves and trust our guides and to be very aware of the fact that, we're never doing this alone. We always have help and support from spirit. And, I know that sometimes in the interim, from between point A and point B, we can feel like we're not getting anywhere. We feel like we're lost, but, everything that occurs during that is a process. And the process is so much more important than the final outcome. So try to enjoy the process. Try to be very mindful during the process. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's the journey, not the destination, as they say in yoga.
Exactly, absolutely. Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, thanks. Have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too. Blessings to you. Bye-bye. Yeah, sometimes we just don't understand what we're, why we're going through something or why we are experiencing something, especially if it seems to happen over and over again. We get really frustrated because we're tired of the cycle, we're tired of the same situation. But if you're noticing that the same situation is happening over and over again, that is, spirit saying, we haven't quite learned the lesson yet. We need to experience this again until we learn the lesson. So my suggestion is, of course, to pay attention, pay close attention to what the lesson might be. And often it has to do with some aspect of healing, depending on what the situation is. But, it's never a punishment. It's not something that you're being forced to go through because you've done something wrong or anything like that. It's just simply, again, you're here to learn. And in order to learn, we have to be presented with opportunities to learn. And I'll keep that word up. I love the word opportunity as opposed to the word test. We're going to take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Sure. Hi, my name is Eduardo. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Can you hear me?
Good. Yeah, I can hear you all right. So what's going on for you?
Thank you for taking my call, Michelle.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I wanted to get a message, about the finances.
Oh, okay. Well, just to remind you, today we're doing more about spiritual guidance as opposed to spirit messages. So if you want to tell me a bit about what's going on, spirit will help me help you, basically.
Okay, okay. That'd be great. Some spirits and guidance, that'd be great. Well, I just started a new business. It's kind of slow, and I'm thinking of ways to supplement my income doing some type of freelancing or something. So I just wanted to maybe get a message on that. I don't know if that's...
Okay, sure. Well, the first word that comes to my mind is patience. I mean, any new business, depending on the field, it's going to take time. You're going to see probably some losses first before you see some gains. And so it's very important to be patient with yourself and with the whole process. And in the meantime, if you feel like you actually, like if you have time to supplement your income, as you say, then do something that you enjoy doing, because otherwise you're just focusing so much on the business and then, you know, having to go and do something else. Make sure that there's still time for you. Okay. And to remember that things take time to take off. You know, there's always going to be startup struggle. There's going to be, you know, difficulty and time that you have to wait for things to kind of get to where you're hoping they'll go. So have you looked into other businesses that are similar to yours in the area or online or anything like that to see how long it took them to start seeing the kind of gains that you're hoping to see?
Yeah, I mean, it's very, it varies a lot, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting the feeling also that I need just to be patient and just start doing the work, you know. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm hearing. It's just, you know, that patience, it can be so difficult because you're willing to put the work in, but you're just not seeing the kind of reward from the effort. And that will be coming. You have to put the effort in for a while. And then when you start seeing the reward from all that beautiful effort, then you're going to be so grateful and happy that you did stick with it and that you did put the effort in. And to know that, you know, believing in yourself is very key. You know, others might say, oh, it's, you know, risky or, you know, it's too much hard work. If your heart is in it, then it's something that you're going to succeed in. And, you know, maybe not in the way that you're hoping to right away, but there's different definitions of success. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Good.
Cool.
Good. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is there any message from spirit that I might need at this moment?
I'll see, but I'm not doing connecting tonight, so we'll see. Okay. Well, the only thing I'm seeing is, well, it's like this image anyway. I'm seeing someone holding money, and it's like green money, and it's like kind of fanned out, and there's like they're waving it in front of, like just kind of in front of themselves. And I feel like this is very symbolic of the fact that in order to get what you want in life, that you have to be very cognizant of what it is you want. I mean, are you doing this for reasons, for solely for money? Are you doing this for yourself? Is this something that you believe in? Is this something that makes your spirit come alive? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Asking yourself.
I think it does.
Okay. Well, it's important to always ask yourself these questions and see what it is that's making your soul feel alive. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And if you're looking for messages from spirit with validation of loved ones and spirit guides and all that, I'll be doing that next week. Okay. So you can always call back for
awesome.
A full spirit message. Okay. Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So we have a few minutes left. So we'll definitely try to take another caller or two. I know it's different, you know, having spiritual guidance as opposed to spirit messages, but it is important that we do this once in a while, because this is a way that my guides and I can help you with the challenge that you're going through right now. And sometimes if it's not very obvious what the challenge itself is, it usually means that you just need to be reminded of what the lessons are that are, you know, you have the potential to learn. Okay. And so they're both very important. Having messages and having guidance, you know, especially during a reading, they go hand in hand. I mean, there's no reading that is without guidance. It's very important to have both, because we all need sometimes that insight. And I find more often than not, the insight that does come through from spirit isn't usually something that's completely shocking to the sitter. It's something that they just needed to be reminded about, because we find it easy sometimes to forget what it is that our ultimate goal was, or what we are not quite sure about what, you know, how we were going to handle a certain situation. So I'm going to take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please? Hello?
Yes, my name is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. I have been applying at some very nice employers.
Mm-hmm.
One job is in a call center at Kaiser Permanente for member mm-hmm. services. And also, I had a panel interview for Franklin Templeton Investments for their call center 2 days ago, I think it was. And do you feel like I'm going to get both offers or any offers, okay. or what do you see?
Well, I don't know if you've been listening to the whole show, but again, today is about spiritual guidance, not spirit messages. So we're going to be talking more about how spirit and I can help you to go, you know, to kind of work on getting through the challenges that you're going through right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So with regards to, obviously, we're focusing on jobs. What are you feeling right now in terms of what you're going through? Are you feeling that you're feeling, are you finding that you're very frustrated with the whole process, or that you're not getting ahead the way you want to?
Well, I am employed actually right now, but I feel an urgency to get something better.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm stressed.
Okay. And so this would be a good time, you know, to remember that you've done the job interview. You've put yourself out there. You've answered the questions. Now it's time to let it go, because no matter how much stress or how much you focus on, everything between now and whenever you get those calls is going to change the outcome. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And this is
yeah,
a good time for
true.
You. You know, it's a good time for you to, you know, remember, like, just take a deep breath and a deep cleansing breath and say, I have done everything I can do to ensure that I become employed at one of these two places. I let it go. I release that energy because it's no longer in my control. Because no matter how, like, again, you can stay up all night, you can stress about it all day, it won't change a thing. It's, you know, they're not going to know that you're doing all this. It's not going to change any of the energy. But if the one thing that you can learn from this is about being very mindful and aware that you're not staying in the moment, because if you're focusing on what's going to happen in the future, you're not in the moment and you're missing things that are happening right now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so this is a good time for you to be, you know, to work on mindfulness and being in the moment and focusing on what you can do to enjoy the moment and not be so worried about the future, especially you're already employed. I understand the urgency to find something new, but you're not in a situation in which you need something desperately. You're going to be okay regardless. So this is
a
good time.
I'm not so sure about that.
Well, I mean, nothing is sure, though, ever. You know, everything is temporary to an extent. But for the immediate future, the immediate moment, things are okay right now. That's right. Correct?
I wouldn't actually say that, no.
Okay, so why do you feel like it's not okay?
I need something more secure.
Right. Okay. And even if you achieve that with something more secure, I mean, that's just a part of the package deal when we come here. Nothing, even if it sounds like 100% secure, nothing is ever 100%. We have to recognize that and let go of the fear of the unknown. Okay. Because every time we go through something, you know, there is no 100% that this is going to be forever. Or this is going to be, you know, until a certain time. We have to learn to be okay with the fact that with the, you know, with the chances that things aren't always going to work out the way we want them to. We can't plan for everything. We can't be 100% focused on every future possibility and outcome. Does that make sense?
I think I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
Right. Because it sounds like you probably overthink quite a bit, right? It's hard for you to turn off the thoughts and the worries and you know, the stress probably mounts in your body quite a lot, you know, in the back of the neck, the head, the shoulders. And this is where I find people, especially when they overthink and are kind of very focused on it, especially the situations that they can't fully control, that, you know, we manifest it physically and it becomes very bothersome. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. And so what I want to leave you with is just some encouragement. Take this time, even if things aren't, you know, 100% secure, as you say, in your job, that trust in spirit, trust in yourself, that things will work out as they need to, even if that means that things aren't going to be, you know, certain for a little bit of time. Just try to breathe and remember that everything that is happening is going to help you to get ahead and to help you learn and to get to a place of deeper inner peace and joy. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. I hope this helped you, Wendy, and I wish you all the best, okay? Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bless.
So that was all the time we have for calls today. Thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry for the ones that we didn't get to, but I am doing a very similar show on Saturday at 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time. So we're going to be taking calls again and doing lots of spiritual guidance. I know that it's different, again, than doing spirit messages, but we will be getting back to those next week. And I want to thank you all so much for joining us today. I've had such a wonderful episode with you. I'm really looking forward to our next few shows, and we're going to be having some guests soon, and it's going to be wonderful. So many blessings to all of you.